A Marion County man has been arrested after allegedly threatening a mass shooting. 20-year-old Aaron Keith Bynum of Oakland is charged with first-degree terroristic threatening and misdemeanor harassing communication. The arrest stems from an investigation into threats made online on May 9th. The Federal Bureau of Investigation National Threats Operations Center received an electronic tip that an individual in an online multiplayer game had threatened a mass shooting at his local Walmart if the country were locked down due to the HANA virus. Bynum has been charged with one count of terroristic threatening first degree and one count of harassing communication. His bond is set at $2,500. During the early morning hours on Thursday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotics search warrant on O Highway in the Good Hope area of Douglas County after a several-week investigation. Deputies seized meth and a firearm as a result of the search warrant. A warrant was issued for 55-year-old Michelle Walker for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful possession of a firearm, and unlawful use of a weapon by possessing meth and a firearm. Her bond was set at $5,000. A warrant was also issued for 33-year-old Philip Thomas for possession of a controlled substance, meth, unlawful possession of a firearm, and unlawful use of a weapon by possessing meth and a firearm. His bond also set at $5,000. On Thursday, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office served a narcotic search warrant on County Road 500D in Douglas County. The search warrant was the result of a several-month covert narcotics investigation regarding the distribution of meth. Upon service of the warrant, 63-year-old George Tate and 60-year-old Betty Tate, both of Ava, were taken into custody. A search of the property resulted in the seizure of methamphetamine, paraphernalia used to distribute methamphetamine, and multiple firearms. George Tate is a convicted felon with multiple arrests for possession and distribution of a controlled substance dating back to 1980 and is prohibited from possessing firearms. Betty Tate is also a convicted felon with multiple arrests for possession of a controlled substance dating back to 1999 and is also prohibited from possessing firearms. A warrant was issued for both subjects for delivery of a controlled substance, meth, three counts of unlawful possession of a firearm, and three counts of unlawful possession of a firearm while possessing meth, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Both subjects are being held without bond. A man from Guyon, Arkansas was arrested Thursday in Izard County. 25-year-old Keontae Childress was arrested on charges of possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance with the purpose to deliver, possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, speeding, no insurance, and no driver's license. He's being held in Izard County with bond set at $50,000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting several injury accidents. A Salem, Arkansas man suffered serious injuries in a motorcycle accident in Howe County. The patrol reports the 38-year-old man was injured when he hit an animal in the roadway. The accident happened on Highway 17, 8 miles south of West Plains. The man was flown to Cox South in Springfield. A man from Versailles suffered moderate injuries in a motorcycle accident in Douglas County on Saturday. The Highway Patrol reports the 22-year-old man was injured when he traveled off the road and struck a MoDOT sign. The accident happened on 14, about 3 miles east of Ava. A woman from Bucyrus was injured in an accident in Texas County. The patrol reports the 55-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when she suffered a medical event, ran off the road, and struck a tree. The accident happened on Emory Road, 8 miles northwest of Houston. A woman from Eldridge, Missouri, suffered moderate injuries in a motorcycle accident in Texas County. The patrol reports that the 28-year-old woman was injured when she failed to negotiate a curve, ran off the road, and overturned. The accident happened on Y Highway, 7 miles north of Mountain View. A man from Kabul suffered minor injuries in a motorcycle accident in Wright County. The patrol reports the 23-year-old man was injured when he fled from law enforcement, failed to negotiate a curve, and ran off the road. The accident happened on Route E, 2 miles north of Norwood. Two Donovan residents were injured in an accident in Ripley County. The Highway Patrol reports a 24-year-old woman and 12-year-old girl both suffered minor injuries when the woman drove off the road, struck a ditch, and overturned. The accident happened on County Road U1, 7 miles south of Donovan. and a man from Mountain View, Missouri, suffered serious injuries when he wrecked the Kenworth he was driving in Boone County. The patrol reports that the 47-year-old man was injured when he failed to negotiate a curve, traveled off the road, and overturned. The accident happened on Route UU at Gillespie Bridge Road. A woman from Walnut Ridge has been arrested for prostitution. 27-year-old Tori Yvonne Cook was arrested in Craighead County Saturday. She's been charged with prostitution and parole violation. She's being held in the Craighead County Jail with a July 13th court date. A man from Poughkeepsie was arrested for breaking and entering. 42-year-old David Matthew Bates was arrested Thursday. He's charged with felony breaking and entering and felony theft of property. He's also charged as an habitual offender. Bates is being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting a couple of felony arrests over the weekend. 23-year-old Landon Thomas was arrested on Sunday for felony fleeing, felony driving while revoked or suspended, careless and imprudent driving involving an accident, no insurance, stunt driving, and speeding. He was taken to Cox South for treatment of injuries he suffered in the accident. 34-year-old Donald Hines, a fair dealer, was arrested Saturday in Ripley County. Hines is charged with felony DWI physical injury, DWI involving a person less than 17 years old in a vehicle, no insurance, and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. He was taken to Ripley County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports a couple of felony arrests. 32-year-old Clayton Killen of Henderson was arrested Sunday. He's charged with felony possession of drug paraphernalia, furnishing prohibited articles, DWI, and no vehicle lights. His bond was set at $5,000. Saturday, 23-year-old Kylie Mulholland of Lakeview was arrested on charges of felony criminal mischief, resisting arrest, probation violation, obstructing governmental operations, and third-degree assault on a family or household member. Her bond was set at $3,815.